Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf, and test. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin to taste the Masech. It begins the words of the Gemara. Man darka lemepik b'klila. Who's the norm to go out with this klila, this tiara? It's Isha Chashuva. It's a distinguished woman. Shitz can explain that, but other jewelry, they would agree that it is forbidden even for Isha Chashuva. And that is Shmuel saying, in disagreement with Rab, that a woman's permitted to go out on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos with this jewelry called klila. And we're not concerned, like Rav says, because she might come take it off and show it off. It's such a nice piece of jewelry because she's a Isha Chashuva. Isha Chashuva is not going to take it off and show it off to other people. So Tais explains, Noi Marie says, the Davka Beklila Shari Shmuel Hacha. Specifically by the Tiara did Shmuel permit over here an Isha Chashuva to go out on Shabbos. V'chein Rabbi Yazar, at the previous Gemara, Davka Be'ir Shalzah, specifically by the city of gold, She'ein Kala Nashim Regilis, and most women don't have it, they can't afford it. And the Isha Chashuva, only distinguished woman. There we say, who wears it? Isha Chashuva, and she's not going to take it over, and there's no reason to decree. Avashartach Shitin Nashim, and other jewelry of women, Assyria, Phil, Isha Chashuva, then it's forbidden even for a distinguished woman, because they ain't L'chalik Ben Nashim. We don't differentiate. If it's forbidden, forbidden for all. It's only if it's a categorical permitted thing, then we're not going to make that gezer. And behavior Rai Masei Perakir brings a proof to this from the Gemara previously in the Membavim base. And the Gemara there brings a Braisa that different types of jewelry are like vessels that can be moved in the courtyard. And even though those types of jewelry you can't go out in the Shusram, it's not going to be Mukta. The Kama Ula Ula says, Matam, why isn't it Mukta? It's something that's forbidden to be used. Oh, Hayil Vekotar is clearly, and ultimately it has the status of a vessel. Although it's what's called klisha malach l'isser, it cannot be used to go out in the Shuz Rabim, but still you're allowed to move it around if you need it, let's say, Gufay Makayma. On that bothers Taisis, Umadach, Gleim Akein, what bothered him, what pushed him to say? That you're allowed to move it because of that. What do you mean? Kivan the Chazal Nashim Chashubas, you could just say, since it fit for Nashim Chashubas. Because the filler Rabban, the Asim Yishal Zav, Lish Chashubas, because even according to Rabbanon, who say by the city of gold it's forbidden for Yish Chashuba, Moidu Shartach Shitim, they agree by other Julia Aliba the Shmuel, the Shari Kalila filler Rabban, that even the Rabban agree a Kalila is permitted. So I mean, that itself should be enough of why it's not Muksa, because it fit for Yish Chashuba. Ah, obviously, no, even the Chashuba would be forbidden, because since it's regular jewelry worn by old women, even Shmuel would agree, everyone would agree that the Isha Chashuva cannot, and therefore you have to come on to Ula's reasoning because Ikatar is Klialin. Although Ibn agrees it is a Klisha Malach L'Isser, because it's actually forbidden also for the Isha Chashuva. It's only something that's only designated for Isha Chashuva. Only there could they go out with that on Shabbos, according to those opinions of Rabbi Eliezer and of Shmuel. Next day's Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, Avnei Shem Malachim, like we find by the belt worn by those of kings. Shteski was saying, what's the understanding of this halacha? And that is, we said that you're allowed to go and show the Shabbat on this karma. Now, there's two interpretations of what this karma is. Either it's a chash of a belt, which is meaning either it could be made out of fabric, but it's studded with gold and gems, which that the Gemara says is like a talis mushavis, or as our taste is going on, which it's this belt actually made out of a plate of gold. You're allowed to go out like the belt of the kings. Which tries to explain, what does that mean? That just like by the king's belts, Shamabushim, where that's their clothing, they're not wearing any other belt. Never you could go out with that belt, it's just they wear very expensive belts made out of gold. That's the same thing. This woman could go out with this camera, the Mabushi, it's her belt. She's not going to take it over and come to show it to others, because that's her belt. And therefore, that's permitted to be worn on Shabbos. Next taste, the master begins the words of the Gemara. Trehem Yonli Kamrit, what do you think? Two belts? You really, that's what you want to say? We touched him saying, what belt are we talking about that's forbidden? That is, a question was posed, can you wear this fancy belt on top of a regular belt? So he says, Trehem Yonli Kamrit? So Taisus brings that Loshen Echad Pirsh Bekundras, and one version of Rashi says, what the Gemara is answering is, Leisur, that's forbidden. What do you mean? How can you wear two belts? One is unnecessary, it's considered a masa, and if it's forbidden. And that Taisa has to explain what's bothering Taisa is Vavgav the Chashav Beperkal Kizil. Although the Gemara says later on Avkov Chofam at Alf Beyotchas Kalim, there's 18 different garments. Rabbi Yisi permits someone to take out of a burning building to Rishas Arabim, and because it's considered wearing, and you could save it that way. And he counts Punda v'Chagor, two different articles of clothing. Now, from the fact that he permits punda mechagur, Pirsh Hosam Bekunj, Rashi explains, what's the punda? He says, who azer? It's a belt. So wait a second, and chagur is also a belt. From the fact that he permits you got two belts, obviously, that's not considered a masli. The problem is, here we say that one belt on top of another is considered a masli. So that's the taste. What you have to say is, Heineke Gunchish Begad Masik Bein Time. That's where you have another garment that's in between those two belts. So therefore, yeah, one is a belt on, let's say, his pants, and the other one's a belt on his jacket. So that wouldn't be considered a masli. I'll betray him, but like in our Gemara, where it's talking about one belt right on top of the other one, That would be also, that would be forbidden. You have one belt that's just keeping your pants in, and the other one is like your fancy showing off one. That's unnecessary. That would be considered asr. And as Tais explains, you can't compare it to like many articles of clothing that a person wears because they're cold. You're wearing a shirt, you're wearing a sweater, wearing a jacket, wearing a coat. Why isn't that considered one on top of the other as unnecessary? No, that's for the cold. Have a train with two belts. What type of pleasure do you get? It's not the norm to belt one with two belts. And therefore, master, that would be considered a load, as we say here in our sugya. Next Tais, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Menakti Pari. The Gemara comes to explain what's this katlu mentioned in the Mishnah. It's Menakti, which it catches Pari. Says Tais, the Peruri HaPas. It's like some type of a bib that catches the crumbs of the bread. It's a piece of jewelry, and therefore we're concerned that a woman might take it off and show it off to her friends, and therefore she cannot go out with that in Tirshas Rama on Shabbos. So to the Mishnah said, as our Tais, the master quotes Nizme Ha'af, the nose rings. Tais explains that in contrast, Venizme ha'ezen shor, but the earrings are permitted. Because the Pishur goes like Rashi explains. Now, we're that because Rashi says it's very hard to get it off because it's covered with a knot there here and it's over the ears in Talmudic times, so therefore it's hard to get out the earrings. Now Tais come to explain, but Avagav Damal Kamon, what do you mean? Tais, but bother Tais is, although the Gemara says later on, Habanas Yaitzis Bechut and Shabbat's name, the girls could go out with the threads that they put in the ear, where they don't want the piercings to come out. So they'll let her go out those strings. But the Gemara says, however, there shall many tzevayim masir. But if they have colors, then it's forbidden. Ah, because then Dilma Mishalfi, they might come to take it out, and they show it to their friends. Oh, I have green, you have blue, you have purple. I have a tashin in it, since they're jewelry, and that we have the concern always of taking it out and carrying it. Problem is, over here, where we say you're allowed to wear the earrings, even though it's also jewelry. So Tais says, no, hasam yisikal litlam and ismi oizen. Those threads that they have in the ears are very easy to take out. And they were concerned she might take it out and come to carry it. Here, the earrings are very hard to get out, and therefore, it's going to be permitted. Shinnik says, Damascus begins the words of the Gemara, Yeshala chaysim. However, if it has a signet on the ring, chayev es chatas, then shikmi chayev chatas, where we said in the Mishnah, if it doesn't have, then it's a piece of jewelry which only rabbinically prohibited. But if it has a signet, then shikmi chayev chatas. Now, Tais comes to explain, it cannot be from the deek, really, of our Mishnah. Because you can make the deek, the inference, exactly the opposite. You can say, actually, if it has a signet, it's actually even mutal ketchilo, like we say by the man. So rather, Taisa says, a sefer some, we're actually relying on the sefer, which the next Mishnah, the Ketan Mehedrich, explicitly says, the chayev eschatas, chayev eschatas. We just say it as inferential from our Mishnah, but really, you wouldn't know that, because it could be the other extreme. It's just not the middle way of saying that you only rabbinically prohibited. Rather, it's really relying on the next Mishnah. Next, Tais, the master begins the words of the Gemara, Rim Nechemya Metame, which Tais comes to explain that Rim Nechemya also disagrees with the first case. And as the Braisa taught, two cases. One is a ring made out of metal, and the signet is made out of this almoig, or type of a wood, it's actually a type of a coral. That's going to be Tame, because although the almoig is not Makawa Tame, but the primary is the ring, which is the maimet, as the Gemara explains according to the Rabban. But if the ring is made out of the almoig, and the signet is made out of metal, that's going to be Tar. Rav Nechemya disagrees. He says, no, it's going to be Tame. Because he holds you go after the Chaisim. And since the signet is made out of metal, it's going to be Kabbalah Tame. So Tais explains, near the read, it appears to the read, that the Beresha, the first case, which we don't have a quote of Rav Nechemya, when the ring is made out of metal, and the signet is made out of the Almug, Rav Nechemya would also disagree with it, and he actually would say Metar, it would be Tar. Because the Leibayi Lameimu, we don't have to say, the Halach Af Acher Chaisma, that it goes also after the signet, eladavka acha chesma shu ikar. Rather, it's only after this signet, which that is the primary thing. But the ring is not primary at all. And therefore, even if the ring is made out of metal, since the signet is made out of the almug, it's going to be tar. So therefore, it doesn't only disagree in this case, it disagrees even in the case of the reisha. And mechimash mehedra tesef to the meseches kem, so to sound like that from the tesef to meseches kem, the time like Luna Brisa. Says tabash shal matachas, v'chayisme shal almug, which is the case of the reisha, if the ring's made out of metal, and the signet's made out of almug, mechem yemetar, shayim mechem yemetar, he says, but tabash by the ring, halach achachayisme, you go after the signet, so you see clearly that even if the ring itself is made of something that's makabal tuma, but since the signet is made of something that's not, so therefore that's the primary thing, only that, not even that, but only that, and therefore actually, if it's made out of the almug, it's going to be tar, and therefore he disagrees not only on the case of the seifa, as he's quoted, but even on the case of the reish.